Alexander Calder titled this sculpture Tower with Painting. He suspended several different objects he'd made inside.
Many of them are pieces from earlier periods. So having a mobile and having a painting, it's like a little Calder art history lesson all in itself.
Sandy Rower is the artist's grandson, so he knows that history, personally.
Being in Calder's studio when he was at work was really like a chapel. It was silent. He didn't play music. He didn't play the radio. He didn't even have a radio in the studio. He was very adept at using his tools. He could have a junky pair of pliers or an unsharpened chisel and still use it with great dexterity. Us grandkids had the great luck and pleasure to be able to be there and be able to work on our own projects. He would help us with tools and give us direction, but if we just annoyed him or disturbed him, he'd kick us right out. It was a place to be seriously at work, and if you weren't seriously at work, you shouldn't be there.